This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
For tonight. Hey, everyone. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We are back. So refreshed. Oh, my God. If only I had slept last night. I swear to God, I don't think my routine has ever been more out of whack as it is right now. Like, a few days I had to get up early for one thing or another. But most days I was in bed till noon, and John would come in with a cup of coffee at noon and be like, you should get up.
Noon.
I guess I will. Yeah. Wow. And then I would stay up until, like, you know, and stay up watching like Big Little Lies or finishing Handmaid's Tale. Don't say anything because I've not finished the whole season yet.
Is that why you weren't responding to me? So that's what I started.
I know you said Big Little Lies. No, I wasn't responding to you because we're also in the middle of this huge studio project. Like, we're building a whole thing and I got a lot going on. It was a good solid staycation. I mean, I got a ton done, but
well, who knew Big Little Lies? I mean, it's
so good.
Look, for anyone who doesn't know, it's a soap opera.
It is
a soap. But it's very well acted. Clearly,
it's
very well written.
One,
yeah,
right.
I mean, it's as good as it's going to get.
Yeah.
Damn good.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
I went through both. I've seen it all.
Oh, you haven't seen the first season?
No.
Oh yeah.
No, I watched on vacation. I watched season one.
Uh huh.
Season two, and it's done already.
Excellent. It's so good. So I'm not finished with season two, so don't, because I was finishing up.
I think I'm only three, maybe four in.
I'm a little further than that, but I definitely don't want any. This, you know, it's so complicated, the whole thing.
Well, it pisses me off because I was watching going, wait a minute, so what is going on here? And she's like, you're not going to get an answer to that until the end of the season, so stop asking.
Oh.
Because they're not telling you the thing that's, they keep alluding to this. What do they call that?
Trivia night.
Right.
Right.
They keep, you know.
You're talking about the first season.
Yeah. Well,
yes.
I mean, is this,
well, there's
stuff
sort of this running theme where, you know, they keep sort of flashing forward to kind of a police investigation.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you're like, what the F is going on here?
So there's that. And,
yes.
But then let me just say, without giving anything away, look, Meryl Streep comes with all of this hype where you're to the point where you just are
pretty,
you're sick of it. Like, I hope you're bad at this. Can everybody be good at everything? Like, that good all the time? She is despicable. But you also understand.
Also delightful.
Like, well, but there's, look, I mean.
Yes.
Okay, so there's
something happened. It is the most complicated situation.
There's something has happened where, you know, when people mourn, there's a lot to deal
with. But also,
with.
You have to, I always have in the back of my mind, and I'm only halfway through the second season, I always have half in my mind, that person, the person in question, got that way and was raised by this person.
Right, right, right. But
so I know that she has to be capable of way more than she's showing at the outset.
Right, right, right.
She seems so sweet.
But so Meryl Streep pulls it. Like, the depth of character and this person that you're sort of, you hate her, but you know that she's grieving, and you're just like, but then some of the moves made you go, oh, who would do that?
I know.
No one would do that.
I'm right there where she's making this first move.
Sarah needs to take her for a walk and a hike.
Yeah, we need to go hiking. Aren't they in Carmel? Or Monterey?
Yeah.
Yeah,
the
area.
Yeah. There's some pretty solid cliffs there.
No one
I could
would
really take
that
care
move.
Of that. I could take care of that problem. Oops, crumbling hillside. Oh, well, that's a bummer.
Anyway, really good.
Yeah, really, really solid. It's so, oh my God, the first week of vacation, my kid went to Texas, my younger kid, to visit some friends. And my older kid was gone for a lot of the week, too. And my brother and sister-in-law had gone on a trip. I mean, it was just me and John.
For so like a nice, whole, huh?
It was unbelievable.
Except you made him work the whole time. Clearly,
we
you guys
work.
Were you
we
were cracking the whip.
I didn't crack the whip, but we were, you know, we're both in totally into this studio project. Mm-hmm. But it was just like we ate when we wanted. We sat around. We, you know, chit chatted. We had our coffee out on the deck, or a beer after, you know, after mm-hmm. the worker left. The workers,
or
Richard.
An edible or two.
No edibles. We don't do any of that crap. I know. It's unfortunately it's 30 years too late for us.
It.
Yeah, I don't want to say on the air.
Right.
So, but it was a super just great little peak. So John's joke was, you know, this is what it's going to be like when you retire. It'll be, you know, just
sure.
the two of us because the kids will be out of the house. And so like last night, I'm standing there and I can't go to sleep. It's like 10:30 at night. And I got up to get a glass of water or something. I walk out and he's not in the house. And he's out back sitting by the fire. A little bastard. So I go out there. I'm like, well,
jeez.
I'm like, this looks nice. He's like, yeah. He goes, oh, your retirement's over.
Oh.
It's hard. Like, I'm happy to be back. I'm not happy to have gotten up at 3:45. I'll tell you that right now. I'm happy to be back, and it is nice. And I missed you guys. And but man, that little taste was just like, oh, delicious.
Mm. Yeah.
Sleep until noon every day. Okay.
Oh, that's incredible. You could do that.
Oh man,
I can't.
I could go later.
Yeah, I can't do that either.
I could go. I'll stay in bed 16 hours, no problem. Mm.
I was really
so
happy
delightful.
To see that you got out a lot on vacation.
Yeah, oh my, you were busy.
That made me really happy.
We did some little trips, and it was just super sweet and nice. Like you're saying, just being alone. Mm. I was just
reconnecting with your person.
Yeah, it really was, and we really needed that.
Yeah. Oh, you guys did. He would have had a tough couple years with his whole change in work, and it's been hard on you.
Yeah, so it was great. And actually today, you guys, this is going to be probably the last of it, is we're going to Alcatraz today right after the show.
Oh, really?
We're bringing, the grandson, Connor, is fascinated with Alcatraz. I mean, he will tell you everything about it. So he's been wanting to go, and it took us a long time.
Has he been before?
No. Oh. He just reads all the books and watches the movies and the documentaries.
Wow.
He's like 10 years old, or 11.
This is his fascination.
Yes. And so it took a while to get the tickets, and finally today's the day. So we're meeting everyone at Pier 33.
Oh, what fun!
Today, 10:30.
What a great time!
I know. So that'll be super sweet. But that's probably going to be the last of it, you know, for the summer and just doing stuff.
I know.
So I'm like, okay, John, this is the last thing I'm going to ask you to do. So it was good, Vinny, that we got a chance. Starting with your wedding, it was good we got a chance to get out there.
Because you stayed in Carmel for a couple days after that,
We stayed. After we stayed at the cottage in Santa Cruz, we then went to stay at his ex-wife's mansion.
One of her incredible mansions. How was it? Is it like marble floors and golden bath fixtures?
Basically.
It's hot.
I mean, you just walk in. I was like, whoa! Like, I had a hard time finding the guest house.
You were supposed to stay in the guest house?
Well, we could have stayed in the main house, but we're like, no, let's just stay in the guest house. We're fine there. Mm. And it was lovely as that was.
Sure. Beautifully appointed, I'm sure.
Jesus.
Bearskin rugs.
Ocean's right there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Is this on that 7-mile drive or 14-mile drive? Or
yeah.
Is it really?
It
oh,
is.
My 17 God.
17-mile drive
yeah,
is right there.
That's Big Little Lies. That's the
right
show.
There.
All these houses are on the water as if that's how people... like.
Right. As if that's how normal people live their lives.
Oh, well, you live in Monterey. You must live right on the beach.
Yeah. What's Laura Dern's? I am not going to be rich.
Yeah. Oh, she is that character.
So great.
Holy smokes.
Oh, boy.
Dang.
Oh,
so
my
awesome.
God.
Well, that's cool that you had fun. I'm glad.
Thanks.
All right, so back to the wedding.
Okay.
So on Friday night, before Vinny's
first.
Wedding. Oh, yeah. Okay. The business is this. We're looking for fall interns.
Oh,
so Riley and Jasmine's last week is this week.
On Friday.
Do you have some other contenders here?
I sure don't.
Oh, boy. We need some interns.
We'll be out of interns for a little bit.
Oh, that sucks. Who's going to train the new ones?
We're going to have to do it.
Oh, I hate that. Oh. I'm so busy all morning. So listen, if you're heading into the fall term and you're looking for an internship... We do pay. It's not, you're not getting rich here or anything, but you do, you will have a rich experience.
There you go.
You'll certainly get to see all facets of how this, the whole radio station works and the whole business. So send an email, a resume, and a cover letter to uzette@radioalice.com. You have to be over 18. You have to be enrolled in college. You got to get college credit, that kind of thing.
Right.
So UZETTE at radioalice.com. Okay. Back to the wedding.
Yes.
All right.
So, Vinny, I don't, if you're just joining us, and listen, a lot's happened that I'm totally avoiding talking about right now because let's keep it happy. We're all back. I don't mean a lot happened at your wedding that we're keeping to, just, you know, the things that have happened in the world.
Oh, like, okay. A lot happened.
Yes. Right. So, here's something fun. So, the Friday night before your wedding, I'm at your house. I get the full tour of the house. So, I was reading this morning as I was doing my prep, there was some stat about how 47% of people over the age of 50 have at least some hearing loss. Mm. And they actually chalk this up to the volume at which we listen to music. And as a kid, and still now, like I crank my headphones. I mean, we grew up wearing these big, totally ear-covering headphones. But the kids these days have those little inserts and stuff. Mm-hmm. So we're just not careful with our hearing because we just don't expect anything to happen with it. And John has tinnitus and all this crap mm-hmm. going on with his ears. Because for years, he stood in front of an amp at full blast and played his guitar and was in bands. And, you know, it's... And even just listening to music out in front of, I mean, God knows, I've been to a Metallica concert where afterwards I was like, eh? What's that, young fella? You know, you're just like old person ears. So we're at Vinny's house, and he takes us up to his little rock-out room. It's, you know, his little man cave, which I love to see the rooms because I have in my head. You know how you always
sort of
picture.
Sure, and the way he talks about it. Right. Yeah, I have a picture
as
well.
You picture how it all is, and I see the plantation shutters that he said he got put in there, and... So he sits on the floor directly in front of his amplifier, turns the thing up as loud as it will go, and he hands John a guitar. Go!
That wasn't even close to as loud
Dude,
as that would go.
It felt like it. I'm sitting to the side of it, like on the bed, mm-hmm. and I'm like, oh my God, I gotta block my ears. Like, there's certainly no conversation happening in the room. And Vinny is sitting directly in front of it. Like, even with his head turned to the side so that it's going right into his ear. And I was thinking to myself, oh boy, that you are not taking care of your ears.
Oh, get you out of here.
You're getting old, Ben.
I'm fine.
Well, you're fine right now.
Well, look, there's some wear. We're all experiencing a lot of wear and tear. You just said it. John's had some troubles. I've had, you know, not to mention I have to wear earplugs when I go surfing. Excuse me. Or not only do you have something called surfer's ear, but I will get water in there or something happens where I can't get it out for a week.
Yeah.
So I have to wear these plugs. Mm. I have to.
But sitting in front of an amp, just blasting his freaking head off. You like you can actually see those sound waves coming out the other side of his head.
You know what?
Like a microwave.
I'll tell you something about that moment. Like weeks leading into this wedding, I couldn't pick up my guitar for 1 second. Mm. Not one. Anytime I turned around to pick that thing up, there was something I had to go do. Mm-hmm. And I just found myself going, I miss my days. I want my life back. This has taken over every single... That was a moment where I got to be in my little room and play some music. Mm. And I wasn't even playing and I was in heaven just hearing my gear go and hearing John play. And
at one point, though, I look around the room. So me and Christina wanted... Because listen, it was so freaking loud. Like, even the kids were like, oh my God! Blocking their ears, running out. You know, Isla at first, she's like, oh my God, someone's playing guitar. And then she turns around and runs away like, holy crap, I need to protect my hearing. I'm only 5-year-old.
Where's my headphones?
I know. Jeez, we're getting some earplugs on here. But at one point, so Vinny's sitting on the floor directly in front of his amp. John's sitting, I don't know, in a chair next to me. I'm on the bed. Christina comes in. She sits on the bed. Nick comes in, his little brother. And then I looked around and I went, we got to stop. You guys are the hosts of this party. Like, we're locked in a room that no one can go in because they'll die of hearing loss. Like, we need to, let's go down. stairs. But your house is lovely.
Oh, thanks.
And I can see that I was checking out the fireplace where they've got the little bumper.
Yeah.
That Christina and Vinny's mom, Sandy, built together. I definitely scoped the pad out. Nice kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Well, for the record.
Nothing but pasta and red sauce, man. That is what was for dinner. It was solid. Solid.
Oh, should there have been another?
No, that was.
Oh, that was.
I
yeah,
was
I
like,
mean, there's like.
It was exactly what I thought because I, you know, there's.
You want to eat? This is what we're serving.
Right.
Yeah, yum.
There's the mom.
My brother cooks. Made.
And the brother. He made that cavatelli.
Homemade cavatelli.
Cavatelli.
Which is one of those things that you go. Okay.
What is it again?
It's like it's macaroni, mm-hmm. but there's a.
It's a tiny little pinched up like yeah, mini
but
gnocchi
I, but
or something.
It, but I think the cheese there's cheese element as part of the actual. I don't know what it is. Why it's so good, but it's good.
Is it a casserole?
No, it's just
little,
like a pasta. You
little
put
pieces
the sauce
of pasta.
On it.
But he made it fresh.
Yeah.
And he's good at it. Really good at it.
And his mom made two big pans of ziti.
Wow.
Or penne, whatever that was.
Yeah, it was
just so freaking good. Like, but it was just so funny because like you'd walk around. It was a kind of set up buffet style. Everyone mm-hmm. could walk around and get the thing. And it was literally four giant pans of different kinds of pasta. I'm like, well, I'll take this pasta and this pasta and mm-hmm. this pasta and this. And then there was spicy and then there was less spicy. Oh, it's really good. And everyone was chowing. And the backyard. We all sat out in the backyard.
Mm.
It was lovely. He's got this little pergola with little strung lights.
Smelling
on
the
it.
Fence.
Pergola.
Yeah. He has a pergola.
Anyway, that's
it was great. It's the house is
now
great.
You're up to date.
Oh my god, you're such a brat.
Still not yet, but we're out of time.
Yeah, actually, there is one more thing, but we should talk about that off the air. But right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a second with a T-Mobile ad. Woo!
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I have an email here from a listener named Lindsay. As you all prepare to go back to work, dreading the end of a wonderful vacation, I want to thank you. So sweet. Thank you for doing the work you do and raising the spirits of us all, keeping the conversation light and still insightful, being open and real about your lives and down to earth so others can learn what worked for you and maybe tweak the situation to what will work for us, i.e. parenting, people who struggle with addiction, making friends with other adults, coping with life's tragedies, and celebrating life's amazingness. Thank you. You were missed these 2 weeks, and I hope you fully enjoyed your well-deserved rest and relaxation. Love you guys. Lindsay,
aww.
I know. I was like, oh,
thank you.
She lives in St. Louis now. She's a podcast listener.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh.
She must have lived out here. Or maybe she just found out about us because we don't get money for syndication. I don't know. I don't know how she found out. Anyway, thank you for the email, Lindsay. Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com.
Bring that up.
Well, you know, it's a reality.
The Radio Alice Report.
Tell me that thing you were going to tell me a second ago.
All right, let me do this thing first.
All right.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Floracraft. And Floracraft semi-annual sale. Now is the perfect time to save up to $500 on the best brands of flooring and more. Check them out at floracraft.com.
Welcome back.
What was the thing? Oh, I was you. So you mentioned there's a moment on your vacation where you were talking about how this is retired life. Mm-hmm. And that was the missus also had that, like, I like when you're off because I actually have someone to hang out with after 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was, there's no doubt that was the.
John doesn't seem to miss me. He was out there having a fire last night. I'm
well,
like, oh,
they,
my God.
That's, they've learned to adapt.
I
started thinking about, I've been doing early mornings going back to when I did the surf reports in San Diego for 30 years.
Yep.
Right.
This has been my life.
Yep.
Like dark o'clock, mm-hmm. change your whole. And I'm not saying that to be a whiny bitch. I'm saying that's my reality. Yeah. Everything revolves around getting to bed early, getting up early.
Yep.
And it's always been to the detriment of my relationships. Always. Like there's no, I remember Karen and other people along the way who've all been like, Come on, you don't have to go to bed. And, yeah, no, I do.
And I not only, yes, go away.
Right.
Like, I'm about to get ugly with this. That's how important this sleep is.
Right.
I know, it is. It's a total, it's a forced lifestyle. Because otherwise, you just can't do it. Like, when I was in my 20s, or even in my 30s to some degree before I had kids, okay, once in a while you could go out, you could have dinner at 7:30 p.m. and stay up till 11 and know that you'd still get 3 or 4 hours of sleep, and you just, but I just refuse to now. Like, I actually get mad if someone's even asking
it hurts.
Me. Yeah, it's awful. I need to be here 100% for you.
So I got a little taste of that too. Although because I got into this whole kid thing so late in life, here we are in vacation. Finally, we're in vacation.
Yeah. Vacation for who?
The past. Our kid got sick.
Oh,
and
no.
And couldn't go to daycare at all. And then the missus was trying to work, and I'm trying to pick up the slack with the baby. And
so you basically got babysitting duty.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
dadding.
But yeah, that was it. There was no, yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Well, you know what? I can tell you that, believe it or not, that part of your life does end.
They do
get older, and it is a total bittersweet thing, because I'd give anything to have either one of them back for one day as a four-year-old, and then right back to where we are now. Because, man, it's a lot. You go through a ton with them, and it's lovely to see them moving off and doing their own thing, but it is an era lost. There's no question that you have an ache in your heart that, like, they're not little anymore, that your next littles are going to be grandchildren, you know?
Well, that ain't happening for this guy.
You're
going to
be an old-ass grandpa, that's for sure.
I don't know if that's
My mother was a grandmother by the time it was before she was 50, because my brother had a kid, when she was in her 40s.
Oh,
I know.
Wow, really?
For me, if I'm even in my 50s, still it'll be a miracle. Mm-hmm. But for you, oh, Jesus.
Well, I'm not even looking at that. I mean, I know that.
Let's actually hope you're in your 70s when you become
keep
a grandpa,
saying
because
you're
that
gonna,
would not be.
And like you're saying, that people say you're going to miss that. You're going to miss it. Enjoy
not that
every
much.
Second.
Yeah, enjoy it, but also be happy because it's ending.
So on vacation, my daughter's like, hey, you want to brush your teeth with me at night, you know, as she's going to bed. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right, let me do that with you. And we brush our teeth together.
Sweet.
And then, you know, the next night, let's go brush our teeth.
Oh, she got into a little routine with you.
By like the eighth night of this, I'm all, okay, let's go brush our teeth. And last night I'm like, I already brushed my teeth, man. Dad's going back to work.
Mm.
That party, the brushing teeth party, that's over. Back to normal.
It's hard for her, too.
Well, I'm sorry.
It's nice having daddy, having to go to bed at 7
right.
o'clock.
Toothbrushing party, I mean, boy, has a lot changed.
There's worse things, right?
There are.
Mm.
Are you kidding me? This is, I can't even believe I'm whining about this. This is a great freaking job. Hours suck, though.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The Radio Alice Report.
Are we actually going to get to something here?
I don't know if
we
are or not.
I don't think we should. I'm having too much fun.
All right, I'll tell you another thing that happened over vacation.
Tell me another story.
So I got a physical over vacation, I like to do a yearly physical.
Yeah, you love when a doctor's just crawling all over you.
I like to make sure everything's okay.
Get all your blood work done.
And we just talked about it. I got littles.
Yeah.
I got to live to see that through. So one of the things, because I just turned 50, is I'm told you got to go get a colonoscopy. And I'm like, I didn't get that part yet. I'm actually scheduling that today.
Can't wait to hear about that.
I don't care about that at all.
I can't wait to. I care.
Have you had one?
No. Can't wait to hear about yours.
You're over 50 by a lot.
Yeah, I am.
What are you waiting for?
I'm never getting that.
What?
Moving on. Go ahead. So I can't wait to hear about yours. So how did the rest of the physical go?
So it went great. I'm good. I've been very careful most of my life, other than my drinking and smoking and drugging.
Other than the times when you were trying to kill yourself.
But I do very, eat very well. Careful. I've always eaten well. Mm-hmm. I like to eat well. Sure. So there's that. So she goes, you need to get the shingles vaccine.
Mm. Mm.
Oh, no, she goes, do you want to get the shingles vaccine? I recommend it.
Yeah.
And I was like, sure, I'll take it right now.
Okay.
She goes, oh, no, you got to go. It is the hardest thing to find in the world.
Oh.
Like, you should invest in this shingles vaccine. Well, I shouldn't say that because I'm not an investment counselor, and maybe you shouldn't, or I don't know. But it's so... The waiting lists are a year.
Oh, my God.
Really?
The waiting lists are 1 year or more.
Because everyone's trying to do it?
Because apparently it's a vaccine that's in
high demand
and low availability.
You know, John just got a shingles vaccine, and it effed him up.
I got mine on Friday.
Yeah.
And I'm just back to normal.
What happened to you? It's
like you're flu-y.
He was so sick afterward. I couldn't believe it. So how did you get it?
I was able to go. So my doc recommended it and said, please go try to find this. If you can find it, make sure they also have the second dose because there's two doses.
Oh, great. Oh, some more fun.
On the same day?
No. It's like a booster.
Like 6 months later, you have to be able to get this. So they have to promise you the first, and then say they have the first, but they have to promise you the second.
Right.
And tell you they've got that. So I went everywhere. Everywhere.
And where'd you find it?
Back at the beginning. So I wrote my doc and said, hey, look, I don't know how important this is. I looked everywhere for it. Like, I went to 10 places. And they said, okay, well, we do have small supplies.
Back at Stanford.
And she said, I'll give it to you.
Oh.
Why didn't she do
that?
Well,
because I guess the whole thing is she was hoping I could find it elsewhere. Because they're all guarding their supply of this stuff.
Wow.
So she goes, come on in, make an appointment.
Well, the fact that you actually called her back and asked about it, probably she's like, all right, he's serious about it.
Well, yeah, I looked everywhere. I told her I looked everywhere. I went to, and I actually showed her. I went, here. Blah, blah, blah. She went, okay, I'll give it to you. But, dude, it worked me. It worked me like
I was
whole
surprised.
Last 3 days of this thing, I was like flu-y and kind of bummed. I didn't know that was going to be there for me, but so that happened to him, huh?
Yeah. I think he got his maybe a week or two before vacation. And at first he thought he was just getting sick.
It's that.
And it was it's that vaccine.
Yeah.
But they say you need it. Apparently shingles is really painful. Mm-hmm. Like, I would actually consider getting that vaccine too. If I ever went to the doctor and they recommended it and had it right there on hand and I didn't have to make any kind of effort.
You have to make an effort.
Right.
So I'm warning you now, if you're someone who likes to be up on stuff, get on one of those wait lists before you're even 50.
Right. So is 50 when they recommend it?
50 is the line.
Oh, funny.
But yeah, I don't want shingles. I'm some gnarly rash that hurts.
Yeah, I don't even know. Yeah, it seems terrible.
People say it's so painful. Right.
And once you have it, like, you have it.
Well, it's hard
it's
to, right.
It's the whole thing. Mm.
Yeah, and they say the vaccine sucks. Like, oh, yeah, that's their side effect, sure.
Right.
But you don't even want to know what shingles.
Right, take a little flu.
So, yeah, I went and did that.
Fun.
I couldn't believe that it was...
So difficult to get?
Well, once something gets on my list of to-dos...
That's good. You're a good little crosser-offer.
Well, I mean...
No, it's good. You're right on it. I admire that.
I am so sober.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't get away from my head anymore. Mm. So there it is.
Right. Yeah. Just think that bottle of whiskey and
right
carton,
there on my forehead are like bangs I can't get rid of. Get out of here.
Oh, speaking of that, I think Shruti's cutting my hair tomorrow.
Oh, is
good
she?
For you.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I'm go pretty short.
I've seen a lot of posts that she's done, and she's been off doing all kinds of fun stuff.
I know. I was trying to get a haircut a month ago. She's like, I'm busy.
Yeah.
For a month.
Really busy.
Good for her. She had a summer vacation. Mm-hmm. We all should have some time.
We all should.
You should have seen Yuzette. She was everywhere.
Dude.
You follow her on Facebook.
Great.
She was everywhere.
I know. Like, different corners of the Bay Area. Like, everywhere, every single day, there was some different thing. I'm like, what?
All within a couple hours away.
Yeah. It's nice.
Yeah.
Seems like you had a great time. I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
It wasn't just you and your husband, though. Like, you went out with some friends and did some other things.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw you with Alden.
Didn't you?
Alden. He's my partner in crime. He drives me everywhere. He drove me this morning.
Oh.
He did?
Well, yeah, because I didn't have any place to... there's no parking lots around here, in case you noticed that they're taken all up with building. So I didn't want to leave my car at a meter. Because we're going to Alcatraz. I don't know how long.
Oh,
and then
it costs so much
to park at the Pier 39 parking lot. That's an automatic $50 to $80.
Oh my God!
So I figure I'll just pay Alden, and he's going to pick up John and bring John over.
Oh, it's perfect.
Wow.
So, boy, that guy is making a good living off of you people.
He really is, but he's worth it.
Yeah.
It's so worth it to me not worry about driving.
Oh.
When I have to be here, there, and everywhere, it's just too much.
Right.
Good for
you. Plan out how you're going to figure out the car, the vehicle situation.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let me mention a couple things because I know you sort of made a sort of brief mention of it earlier, but we have had some shootings, starting with Gilroy and then El Paso and then Dayton, Ohio. And so I don't mention it because I want us to get into a big gun control conversation because that won't get solved here this morning. I do want to mention it because it should be mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
The end. I mean, I do really...
And I actually...
It's so awful. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to tell you another thing. And this is going to sound ridiculous and like so self-important. But I worry about, like, the wedding. I worried about talking about it in advance, not because of a shooting. Or maybe I did because of a shooting. I don't know, whether it's wedding crashers or whatever. But things have gotten so ugly at public events now, you have to think about that stuff. I'm thinking about Outside Lands. I'm not trying to curse Outside Lands, but I'm absolutely like, is that... What's the deal? Are we now a place... Where you can't go to the Gilroy Garlic Festival?
Mm-hmm. Or hella Walmart. For God's sake, you just going to pick up some crap at a Walmart.
Yeah.
Well, that isn't even something you can...
That's not even an event.
You can't even put that on your calendar as something to be concerned about. Because you've got to go to Walmart
that's
to get your...
That's just you living your life.
Look, I've lived that. You got to do your chores.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's on the list of chores, you know, whatever your grocery shopping is.
It's hard. You don't want to live in fear. And I totally hear what you're saying. But that stuff, unfortunately, it does cross our minds now because it happens all the time.
Well, so for me, the reason it crossed my mind is because I feel like an event like a wedding, I'm asking all my favorite people to come to something that they're probably like, well, I really
like
it.
No, we were all happy to go to it.
Well, whatever it is.
You're the only one who rolls their eyes and goes, I guess I got to go to that. Seems like something I can't get out of.
Anyway, my point is I had fears. I had fears and worries and concerns because all my favorite people were going to be in one, or most of my favorite people would be in one place. And you see this stuff happening with such regularity, it's horrifying. So it needed to be mentioned. It's been mentioned now. I don't think we don't know about it or don't care about it. But
I have some just sort of celebrity angle on this coming out. There's a couple things. Like Neil deGrasse Tyson tweeted out this thing. I was like, oh, don't. Please don't. And I'm actually a big fan of his. Smash Mouth actually said it best. I'll tell you that story in the 7 o'clock trash.
Really?
Unbelievable. Like really callous.
Oh, I didn't think to that end. Like
yeah, I'll read it. I'll tell you in the 7 o'clock trash. We can talk about it then. I was just very like I sort of see what he's getting at, but it was just the wrong thing at the wrong time and very, very insensitive, in my humble opinion.
Okay, all right. Well, let me do a couple texts all then. Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. I don't want to tell you what to do, but. Don't text and drive. Right.
Well done. He looks up at his sign afterward just to make sure he got it right.
Did I get that right? Did I get all the right words in there? Okay, there you go. Intercom is spoken. Effing Sarah.
Oh, what'd I do now?
I had to look up how to say tinnitus because obviously we all say it one way and Sarah says it another. And of course she's correct.
Well, because my husband has it. And so I would also have said tinnitus, because when you see it written down, that's what it looks like. But then he's like, it's tinnitus.
Tinnitus.
And I'm like, what is it? But for years, he's been telling me about his freaking tinnitus.
Tinnitus.
Tinnitus. Tinnitus. Say whatever way you want. People will still understand you. It's English, a living language. Changes all the time.
Right.
Tinnitus it is.
This one's, I want to read this one, but I have to first go through it and find where to put the puzzle together.
Go ahead.
I don't have it.
It comes
I'll
in chunks,
another.
Right.
So weird. Why does this thing just spit it out
I
in
don't
a
know.
Shuffled
Not even
way?
In a chronological way.
Ghetto.
Yeah.
Hi, Hooman.
Did you have him over every day of the
vacation? He was there last night, but not.
Oh, he was?
Yeah. We're watching Deadwood together.
The whole team got back together.
Well, the gang was back together.
Good for you guys.
Yeah.
Congrats on the wedding, Vinny. Now the important stuff. Oh, something just, about Big Brother.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Big Brother last night peaked.
It was really good.
I don't think it's going to, it could be, like it's downhill from here, right?
Well, I'm just glad that things are getting mixed up a little bit because a lot of times when there's a big majority in the house, it can be very boring for weeks on end as those people predictably eliminate other people, even when they try to make it seem like maybe they're not going to. And it's just nice that the alliance is eating itself alive. That's one of my favorite parts of any of these reality shows. Actually, we started watching it last night after Deadwood because I needed to watch it and go to bed and lay in bed for 3 hours without falling asleep. So Hooman was still there because Hooman's just on his phone, just sitting at my house, comfortable as can be. So I'm like, just start the show. And so it starts playing. And
what do you mean just on his phone?
He's doing whatever the hell he's doing. You know, like everyone stood up. John and Deb have taken off. They've gone home. Like, and I'm just, I guess, waiting for Hooman to leave. I'm like, F it, he's not going to leave. Let's just play the show. I don't have all night here, although it turned out I did. So he's sitting there on his phone, and Big Brother starts. I'm watching Big Brother, and he goes, this is what this show looks like? This is what this...
He'd never seen it.
He's like, this is awful. I'm like, just go, get out of my house.
What does he think Dramaste is going to look like?
Oh, exactly. Dramaste would be lucky to be as awesome as Big Brother.
He doesn't own a TV, though, right? So
well, he's got a computer. No one needs a TV anymore.
He doesn't own a TV, but he shows up anywhere there is one to watch.
Oh, speaking of which, we need to break here, but we went and saw the new Quentin Tarantino with him.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about that.
Oh, you got
to
review that right now.
I'm going to review it right after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.